Argentina's economy minister resigned abruptly yesterday as the government gave up on its latest plan to save the country's beleaguered banking system. Local banks say they're close to collapse as nervous depositors line up to withdraw their money. To avoid a crash, the government had proposed replacing Argentine's savings with government bonds. NPR's Martin Costi reports that proposal did not go over very well.
This financial crisis started last December, when the previous government limited how much money people could withdraw from the bank. At the time, Argentines showed their displeasure by banging on pots and pans. Looking back, those were the good old days. Nowadays, wrench-wielding protesters are banging on the steel riot fences around the Congress building. Over the past couple of days, they've tried to assault legislators, trying to keep them from voting on President Eduardo Duhalde's plan to replace savings with government bonds. It's my money, says Osvaldo Cervinca, an out-of-work chemist. I get to decide whom I give my money to or whether I spend it on my family. Cervinca's wife, Adriana Perez, completes his thought for him. It's our children's money, too, and this is a violation of their human rights. Unfair or not, President Duhalde said on Monday that there was no other choice. Despite the government limits on withdrawals, more and more Argentines have been getting special court orders, allowing them to withdraw all their money, and tens of millions of dollars have been flowing out of the local banks every day. If this keeps up, say the banks, they'll run out of money. As if to prove the point, cash machines around Buenos Aires have run dry. By mid-afternoon yesterday, a 20-person line had formed outside one of the few remaining machines still dispensing cash. Maria Elena Enriquez said she'd spent her afternoon searching downtown Buenos Aires. I must have checked 20 ATMs, Enriquez says. They've emptied all of them. Because of a government-ordered bank holiday, the cash crunch is quickly growing acute. Some taxi drivers will even accept foreign currencies now, even if they have no idea what the exchange rate is. Some politicians have accused the banks and the government of using the cash shortage to blackmail the Congress into approving the legislation converting savings into bonds. If it was a pressure tactic, it appears to have failed. In the face of rising public anger, congressional leaders have refused to consider the bill, triggering a government crisis that's still developing. The president held emergency talks late last night with various political leaders. Union boss Rodolfo Dare went into the negotiations pushing for a radical change in the government's economic policy. We're going to ask for a policy of economic stimulation and social spending for families, Dare said. In other words, he and many members of Congress want the government to start pumping more money into the economy, even at the risk of fueling inflation. So far, President Duhalde has resisted this pressure as he's tried to cut government spending in order to satisfy the International Monetary Fund. But since the IMF has so far refused to throw Argentina a lifeline, Duhalde may be sorely tempted to stop trying to please the financial gurus in Washington and just start printing money. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.